I've been thinking on what authors the Smithsonian should include in their display for the last few days. I've managed to come up with quite a few. Although I don't read much anymore, unfortunately, I know who my favorites are, and I hear from others who their favorites are. I have a few favorites, but like everyone else, my favorites are those authors who make me want to read more of their books, especially those who have a series in print. The first one I can think of is Janet Ivanovich. She writes the Stephanie Plum series. The number for this series is up to 21 and counting. This excludes the Between the Numbers novellas she writes that include one or more of the Plum characters. Another favorite of mine is Laurel K. Hamilton, the author of the Vampire Supernatural Anita Blake series. This series is one of my favorite to this day, mainly because I'm hooked on supernatural books and that type of thing. A few of the other names that came to mind when brainstorming for this assignment were J.K. Rowling, George R.R. Martin, and Stephanie Meyer. I actually watched the movies or TV shows made from these books before I actually read the books. I'm still working on the books by Martin. I resisted reading the books from Rowling and Meyer for the longest time because they were classified as teen books, and I'm in my 30s. I shouldn't be reading teen books, right? My mistake. I enjoyed them immensely. To round out the list, the first names that I thought of when working on what should be displayed in the Smithsonian: William Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, and Maya Angelou. These are names that will be forever etched into history and will most definitely be included in the display. Last but certainly not least, Dr. Seuss. This author is a huge reason so many children grow up with a love of reading. These are just a few of the names which came to mind during the last few days. These authors are just a sampling of the reasons I keep reading and continue to love it. The list could go on and on.